Hello, dear friends. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to leave a review or share with others or say hello on social media. I'm just realizing it's a long time since I actually introduced myself. My name's Sean, and it would be great to hear from you too. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of having a daily routine, and it feels now more than ever that it's critical to have structure to your day. Whenever I was young, in my late teens and early 20s, I was depressed, and part of the recovery from that was having more structure to my day. And part of what contributed towards my depression was having a lot of unstructured time on mindless activities. So things like games and TV. And with the current uncertainty, it feels that having some more discipline around my time is something that would definitely be beneficial, because with the amount of time that we'd be spending on our own, the risk of poor mental health is realistic. So I want to talk about two different things. I want to talk about things that I do in my average day, and then I want to talk about a day of mindfulness. So in an average day, it would be a mix of some of the things that I'm going to list. So I would have a guided meditation every day, and now is a great opportunity to have the time to have a guided meditation that's either with a recording, or that might be a live guided meditation. I'm going to put a link to some of the ones that are available in the description. Another thing that I do is to try and regularly return to my breath. So in a future episode, I'm going to talk about what a bell of mindfulness is. I briefly mentioned it in the very first episode, but I want to talk about that a bit more. So that's where you spot something that reminds you to return to your breath. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. And you can use apps for this as well. The Plum Village app actually has a bell, so that, you know, every 15 minutes or whatever you want it to be, maybe it's every half an hour, every hour, it just lets off a ping, and that reminds you to just stop whatever you're doing and just return to your breath. So that's something that I try and practice. Exercise is critical. It might be the most important thing that's on this list. There's quite a good evidence base to show that exercise is more effective for depression than antidepressants. So that might be, I like to go running, it might be walking, it might be some indoor exercises like calisthenics. It's very important to find what works for you and to find some kind of regular exercise to support your mental health. And just as equally important is socializing. So this is where I can sometimes fall down, because, you know, I'm socially anxious and I quite like spending time on my own. But it's very important to try and carve out time. I talked about this in the last episode, carve out time to spend with other people, even at the moment, if that has to be over Skype or on the telephone. But make that time, and you might even want to, you know, schedule having regular chats with your friends or family or people that you work with. Other things that I do that I find helpful, yoga, I find incredibly useful. It's great to find, you know, a YouTube video that goes over some of the basics. I'll try and find a link to a suitable YouTube video and put it in the description. But it really helps you to be present and to be in touch with whatever you're feeling in your body at the moment. And I would encourage you, if you are doing some yoga or just some basic stretches, to be really present in whatever it is that you're feeling. So I might do an episode on that in the future. Creativity is very important. I tend to play the guitar and sing every day. I do some painting. As you can see from the icons for the episodes, I'm no Picasso, but it is something that I enjoy because it really helps to ground me in the present moment. It's important to make sure that you're getting the right amount of sleep, and that's difficult at the moment, and I've found sleeping hard. I find myself waking up sometimes in the middle of the night. But there are guides out there for good, what's called good sleep hygiene, to help you to get a good night's sleep. I'll try and link to that. I'm going to be putting a lot of links in the description. Being around nature, we are still allowed to go outside. And being around nature is something that's incredibly important. And I definitely will be doing an episode around that. So whenever you see a flower or a tree, stopping for a moment and breathing and being really present and aware of what it is that you're looking at. So we're going to do an episode where we go through that. And the last thing, not to be negative, but just a few things that I would suggest avoiding. I would definitely cut down on the amount of news. It's important to be aware of what's happening, but the 24-hour news channels, which are something that I, you know, I'm kind of addicted to, but I'm cutting those back at the moment because it's not particularly good for you. I'm reducing TV generally, making sure that you're not overcommitting to doing too many things is a good part of your routine. And also, I've found that eliminating caffeine has been incredibly helpful for my anxiety and also for being able to get to sleep. I used to have huge problems with insomnia. Most of that was solved by giving up caffeine. So those are some of the things in kind of an average day. I won't do all of those. I'll do, you know, a selection of them. And the other thing is a day of mindfulness. And I might do an episode on this in the future. But it's helpful to pick a day. And the recommendation from Thich Nhat Hanh is a day a week. But that might be quite difficult for you. But a day where you're spending the whole day in the present moment. So any activities that take you out of the present moment, like TV or games or internet, any mindless activity which takes up time is put in the back burner. And instead, you might spend it doing guided meditations, walking meditations, silent meditations, eating mindfully. And actually, the stuff that you need to do generally in a day, the chores around the house, you can do those being in the present moment rather than thinking ahead to what you're doing next. And actually, it might be taking care of your kids. You can do that mindfully as well. So I'll put a link to the guide. There is a guide to doing a day of mindfulness, and I'll put a link to that as well. So now I've spent a lot of time talking, I'm just realising, but we're going to do a 20-minute guided meditation, and this is going to be about just focusing on different parts of your body. So we'll go through each one, and if you focus your attention on whatever it is that you're feeling in that moment with that part of the body, and that might be nothing, and that's absolutely fine. So we'll just go through from head to the toe, and I'll start with three sounds of the bell. Aware of my eyes, I breathe in, smiling to my eyes, I breathe out. Eyes smiling. Aware of my ears, I breathe in. Smiling to my ears, I breathe out. Ears smiling. Aware of my smile, I breathe in. Smiling to my smile, I breathe out. Smile, smiling. aware of my shoulders, I breathe in. Smiling to my shoulders, I breathe out. Shoulders, smiling. Aware of my arms, I breathe in. Smiling to my arms, I breathe out. Aware of arms, smiling. Aware of my lungs, I breathe in. Smiling to my lungs, I breathe out. Aware of lungs, smiling. aware of my heart. I breathe in, smiling to my heart. I breathe out. Heart, smiling. Aware of my legs, I breathe in. Smiling to my legs, I breathe out. Aware of legs, smiling. Aware of my toes and feet, I breathe in. Smiling to my toes and my feet, I breathe out. Toes and feet, smiling. Opening your eyes. Taking a moment to stretch your back and your legs if you need to. Becoming aware of any changes in your body. Any changes in your thoughts and feelings. And may you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and live a long life. Thank you, and I look forward to practicing with you again soon.